This 2,000-word story started on Instagram, where we simply wished Eli Tomac a happy birthday. But this is We Went Fast, and we can't help but find a deeper story within the details, even if the details are just cake, ice cream, and 30 birthday candles. And it led to this report. Winning Supercross races in your 30s. Rare, but it happens. A We Went Fast data dive by Brett Smith and Clinton Fowler. Read by Brett Smith. Flash trivia. How many 450 Supercross main events have been won by tricentenarians? Wait, that probably seems like two trivia questions. A tricentenarian is a fancy way to say person in their 30s. If you're listening, I'll give you a minute to think about the answer. I'll also shamelessly plug wewentfast.com/shop, because that's where you should finish your Christmas shopping. We can ship anywhere to anyone on your behalf. Hit up wewentfast.com/shop to become part of the Fast family today. And if you're not quite ready for that commitment, how about some free stickers? Go to wewentfast.com/subscribe, sign up for the newsletter, and then check your inbox. The welcome message has the key to free decals sent directly from me. Because it's nice to receive something real in your mailbox that isn't junk or bills. And please leave a podcast rating. It'll help other moto fans find this channel. 15. The answer to the trivia question is 15. Statistically, that's almost never. Of the 724 checkered flags flown in Supercross history, just 15, or 2% of them, went to riders at least 30 years of age. Those 15 main events were won by 7 different riders. What's the significance of all this? Eli Tomac. Tomac turned 30 on November 14th, 2022, which means the reigning champ, for the first time in AMA Supercross history, is in his 30s. Which led us to dive deeper into tricentenarian Supercross success statistics. Say that 5 times fast. Remember when we were kids and the adults celebrated their 30th birthdays with black balloons and banners adorned with the words "Over the Hill," as if entering the fourth decade of life signaled the beginning of the end? Memories of those parties make us sad now. Professional athletes playing past 30 were once novelties. And in Supercross racing, it was rare. Winners? Forget about it. The first 30-something winner didn't happen until a rainy spring evening in 1998, when John Dowd, who wasn't even a full-time premier class rider, won a very muddy Charlotte Supercross.
White flag for John Dowd, and his heart has got to be pumping right now. Big time. Barry Karsten wants to make sure that we announce that he's really picked up to about a 2-second disadvantage behind the leader. This is it right now. Just the S-turn before a possible checkered flag for John Dowd. Dowdy wins his first 250.
I couldn't believe I actually won, he told We Went Fast back in 2010. I know a lot of stuff happened and a few guys fell, but I'll take it. The 1998 season was the 25th year of the AMA Supercross Championship. 2023 will be the 25th season since 32-year-old Dowd took Charlotte. Since then, 14 more main events have been won by members of the Over the Hill gang. But this club is growing. 4 of the top 5 riders from the 2022 championship standings will enter the season aged 30+. Jason Anderson, second overall, celebrates his 30th birthday on February 17th. He'll be 30 when the series heads to Arlington, Texas. Here's the 2022 Supercross standings, rider followed by their age, on January 7th, 2023. Eli Tomac, 30. Jason Anderson, 29. Malcolm Stewart, 30. Marvin Muskin, 33. Justin Barsha, 30. Chase Sexton, 23, Cooper Webb, 27, Brandon Hartraft, 24, In 9th place, Justin Brayton is retired now. And in 10th place, Dean Wilson, 31 years old. Another notable going into 2023 includes Christian Craig, who makes his anticipated full season debut in the 450 class. He'll be 31 at round one. It seems inevitable that the number of mains won by riders above the 3-0 mark will grow quickly. It took nearly 50 years worth of races to get to 15 wins. How long will it take to get to 30 wins from riders age 30 plus? Impossible to say. With that kind of talent at or above age 30, however, and riders such as Cooper Webb and Ken Roczen now in their late 20s, we'd gamble on it not taking another 5 decades. But here's how we got to where we are now. Kevin Windham is the king of the 30s. Kevin Windham holds 2 quirky records within an already quirky statistical category. Not only does he have the most Supercross wins, 5, by riders in their 30s, he's the youngest 30-year-old to do it. 8 days after his 30th birthday, February 28, 1978, he won the 2008 Daytona Supercross on March 7th, which is now remembered as a trial of survival rather than a race.
And now Reed and Windham continue. Absolutely ballistic. He can see Reed right there in the corner. But will his bike make it? Yeah. He's got to get to the checkered flag.
Let's find a way to push it from here. Is he going to do it?
Kevin Windham's going to win.
Yeah, he does.
The battle of attrition. One of the most incredible finishes in the history of Supercross as Kevin Windham sloshes his way to victory.
Footnote. Here's a statistical absurdity for the true geeks out there. Jason Anderson will line up in Arlington 8 days after he turns 30. Because 2008 was a leap year, Windham's first Supercross as a 30-year-old also happened 8 days after his birthday. If Anderson wins in Arlington, someone's going to have to call Mrs. Windham and Mrs. Anderson and ask them what time of day their children were born. For now, Windham is the, quote, youngest 30-year-old to win a Supercross. Also, Windham became the first rider post-30 to win 2 main events in the same season, when he won St. Louis 2008. A week later, he got a 3rd win on the season in Seattle. That main event win brought him to within 10 points of Chad Reed going into the final round in Las Vegas, which Reed won. The fact that 5 of Windham's 18 career Supercross wins came after he turned 30 easily explains why he was so cherished by the fans. It's easier for the average fan to identify with an athlete who has a wife and 4 kids and grinds away at his craft and still wins, especially in conditions that just, well, for lack of a better term, suck. Take Salt Lake City 2010, for example. The final Supercross victory of his career. Windham led a Honda sweep of Davey Millsaps and Andrew Short to win in a quagmire main event where he lapped the already crowned champion Ryan Dungey, who finished 4th. The joy on his face as he approached the podium that night said everything you need to know about how much fun he had had riding a dirt bike in conditions that were simply not fun for most riders. 30, but one and done. Justin Brayton holds the crown for oldest rider to win a Supercross main event. It was also his only win. In March 2018, a nearly 34-year-old Brayton won the Daytona Supercross. He bested Mike LaRocco as the oldest. The Daytona Stunner ended up being the only Supercross win of Brayton's career. But Brayton isn't the only one-hit wonder in his 30s. Zach Osborne's single victory came at the 2020 season finale in Salt Lake City. That was the night, or afternoon, Husqvarna swept the podium with Osborne, Jason Anderson, and Dean Wilson. Tomac took 5th and clinched his first 450 title. Osborne finished in the top 5 at all 7 Salt Lake City residency races that June in the pandemic-delayed season, and he took that momentum all the way to the 2020 Pro Motocross Championship. John Dowd used a similar tactic back in 1998. After winning the Charlotte Supercross, the 32-year-old went to Dallas a week later and won the 125 Supercross main event and the Western Regional Championship over David Villeman. He lined up for 23 more 450 main events, but never got another win. Don't be surprised. With so many factory-level riders competing into their 30s, it's safe to assume the list of seven riders will grow quickly. Mooskin is the only active rider on the list of 30-plus main event winners. Marvin is so timeless it's easy to forget he turned 32 seasons ago. Why are more riders competing into their 30s? We don't want to stray too far from the data and statistics driving this report, and anything we say is strictly opinion, but you can find many answers in medical advancements, improved and calculated training programs, and modern motorcycle equipment and technology. How else to explain Chad Reed, Mike LaRocco, and Kevin Windham achieving an incredible 265, 228, and 207 career starts? They hold 10 of the 15 30-plus wins, and they're ranked 1, 2, 3 in all-time career starts. Brayton's 190 career starts has him 5th all-time on that list. While the odds for 30-year-old and up riders look better, winning is still a gift. Here's a brief argument about how the list could stay how it is for the next couple of years. Chase Sexton, Cooper Webb, and Ken Roczen won't make it easy for Tomac and the other 30-year-olds. Jason Anderson gets to enjoy the first 6 rounds at 29. Maybe 26-year-old Adam Ciancerulo has a breakthrough. Aaron Plessinger and Dylan Ferrandis are always enticing sleepers. And in case you needed a reminder, Jet Lawrence is coming in 2024. Don't bet against Eli Tomac, but of course the defending champion is going to win several races in 2023. It would be preposterous to think otherwise, right? Historically, though, it's taken Tomac almost 6 races to get a win. In the 9 seasons he's completed as a full-time 450 rider, his average is 5.5 races before getting his first win. This is assuming an assigned value of 17 from 2014, when he did not win a race at all. Could you have ever predicted defending champion Jeremy McGrath only winning 2 races in 2001? He was 29 years old that season, and never won again. Would you have guessed that defending champion Jeff Stanton would only get 1 win in 1993, which was his last? He was only 24 years old. After Detroit, Toronto, and St. Louis 2014. We would have called you crazy if you tried to convince us that those 3 consecutive races were James Stewart's last Supercross wins. In 2016, Stewart was just 19 days past his 30th birthday when his career effectively ended in the final corner of lap 2 of the opening round's main event. A collision with Ryan Dungey caused Stewart to slam violently into the dirt. Officials red flagged the race, and Stewart only lined up for 3 more Supercross races in his career. His best finish was 14th in Atlanta in 2016. And some of the greats were long gone before the age of 30. The birthday cakes of Dungey, Ryan Villopoto, and Ricky Carmichael were all several candles shy of 30 when they retired. No one knows when that last win is coming. We certainly would not bet that Tomac earned his last at Seattle in 2022. But we're definitely going to point out that winning after 30 is something special in this sport. We do hope that Tomac gets to experience that. Fun fact. To become the oldest Supercross main event winner, remember Justin Brayton, 33 years, 11 months, Marvin Mooskin needs to win in 2024, and Tomac would have to win a race in the year 2027 or beyond. Podcast.com/shop. Thanks for listening.